This is called Owa. And in Tewa language, that means the people. Before communities of strangers settled, marking Pueblo boundaries and changing the arid open landscape forever, there were the people of Black Mesa who called themselves T'owa. People whose clear brown eyes witnessed star explosions high above them against a celestial canvas of darkness. The T'owa were filled with mystery, wonder, and reverence for the universe encircling them. Reverence gave birth to ritual. Celebration wove ceremony into songs that blanketed the village with life-giving spirit, planting nourishment for the children of Puye with steady handwork, bedding seeds of corn, squash, and beans. Drum beats pounded upward, introducing a new season's fertile ground. Nimble fingers pressing seedlings in earth beds, digging, planting, covering, and smoothing in perpetual motion, connecting each T'owa to the cycle of plant life. From the heavens to the rain-drenched earth beds, to the seedlings ripened in colored corn, from the harvest to the corn dance, clay-skinned people danced with willow-like movement, then melted quietly into waiting earth beds, seedlings creating another and yet another of the T'owa. The plant and human life cycle equal in symmetry. This was before change disrupted night's mystery and other worldviews crowded into Pueblo boundaries. Now T'owa rush to their jobs outside of village walls, adapting to standards unlike their own, dressing our clay-skinned bodies in image-conscious fashion, we stroke this new life of comfort. We are stroking this new life. Yet somewhere in us, persistent sounds surge upward, reminding us of our life cycles and the innocent wonder that is our birthright as children of the T'owa.